The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
It was kind of appropriate on Sunday morning as we were driving from Ohio to Tennessee that we got the news that Casey Kasem had passed away. Because for most people, Sunday morning was Casey Kasem time when he counted down the top 40 songs in America. It was also, well, Father's Day, and kind of fitting there too as he was the father of the countdown. And while Casey didn't influence me as a younger teenager getting into radio, he definitely influenced me once I got in. I first was, well, around Casey Kasem countdowns, probably around 1980 when I was going to college and really started listening to it on a more frequent basis. I may have heard it a time or two before then, but of course, I had a countdown show at my college station. I did local countdown shows almost everywhere I worked, and there's no doubt that Casey influenced all of us. His style, his rapport, his amazing longevity, his amazing talents. It's just so sad it ended the way it ended. But we all owe a deep debt of gratitude to Casey Kasem. My wife was fortunate enough to have met him and actually worked at the same frequency he did in Cleveland, albeit probably 40 years later. Godspeed, Casey Kasem. Thank you from all of us.